Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
The meeting comes a month after the government warned Aung San Suu Kyi to stop all political activities and cautioned against her travelling outside Rangoon. But Ms Suu Kyi recently went ahead with a trip to the town of Bagan and has continued to conduct interviews with international media and maintain close contact with foreign diplomats. No agenda for the talks was made public. In fact, the entire meeting was shrouded in secrecy until the very last minute. So it's not clear if this invitation to talks is a form of private reprimand or a recognition that the pro-democracy leader is still a force to be reckoned with. But the mere fact that the government has renewed direct contact, using a minister who performs the same role under the previous military leadership, has raised hopes that perhaps the door to negotiation has been reopened. It may also be relevant that the meeting is taking place immediately after a regional forum, during which the American Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, called for concrete and measurable steps towards reform in Burma. The true test of Aung San Suu Kyi's talks with the new government will be to see if anything substantive emerges from them. Or will this meeting turn out to be another carefully choreographed piece of window dressing, much in the manner of the Burma of old?